Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host. Just delighted to have Tim Staples back in the building. There's just nothing like Tim Staples' energy when he walks through the building, greeting everybody. It's just great to have him back, and he's ready to answer your questions this hour. It's open forum with Tim Staples this hour. It's also we're now officially in the second half of our May pledge drive. Four times a year. We come to you for 6 hours and ask you to fund our operations here at Catholic Answers for the next 3 months, and you do it, and we're very grateful for it. I'm really grateful for it. The number to call to support us right now is 888-291-8000. It's remarkable that everything we do here in this studio, which is quite a lot, is paid for by a few hours of asking you for your support. And I think the return on that investment is really something I think it's something for us to be proud of and something for you to feel confident in, that your dollar is really doing something. Because this goes out all over the world. It doesn't take a great deal of money to do it. We only ask you for a few hours each 3 months, and you really come through for us. So I just want to say thanks. And let you know, this hour we have a match again. Darren, what are we looking at? The same match? A $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Last hour, we met the match. So thank you very, very much. We have now done 3 hours of this pledge drive and met the match every time. Let's do it again this hour, and we won't have to come to you for 3 more months if we can just keep this up and finish this pledge drive strong. 888-291-8000. I say $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and that's true, and that's good, and every dollar given is going to be matched there, but this is something we have never had the opportunity to do before. There's a second match, because as I've said many times on the air, and really I've tried to convince people that this is the case, that monthly donor means everything to us. If it's a $10 monthly pledge, if it's $100, or I think there are people who do $200 monthly pledge, all of that forms a base where we can go, okay, we know that money's coming in next month, and then the month after that, and then the month after that. And that means we can do things like start a school of apologetics, because we're not all panicking. Well, what are we going to do if we get a month into this school of apologetics and we got no money? Because we know we've got the supporters there to do it. So this donor said, I'll tell you what, I'll make an offer. I'll put $100,000 on the table, and every new monthly donor you can get, I'll match it a second time. So there's already the $15,000 match that comes from the one donor. The second donor comes in and matches it again. So if you give the $10 a month, if you start out at $10 a month supporting us, it gets matched and becomes 20, and then gets matched again and becomes 30. If you're a new monthly pledger, if you've never pledged monthly to us before, that's the stipulation from the donor. New monthly pledgers. And I'll tell you what, people have really stepped up. I've never seen this many $10 and $20 monthly pledges. Wow. In some cases more, you know, some folks, we've mentioned a couple people have done 100 and that kind of thing, monthly pledge. But we got $100,000 to use up, so that's fine. Pledge whatever amount you want. But I've never before seen, I don't think, have you? Like an hour where it's $10 recurring, $10 recurring. Yeah. It means so much.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of money for one thing.
Really
it's going to pay a lot of bills. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Cy, I could not be more excited about that first hour. We thank you, each and every one of you that called. But as Cy said, we've got a brand new match, folks, and we've got a whole lot of open lines. Please, we need you right from the start now, okay? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 open lines at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or call CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know, I mentioned, you know, I go to the coffee shop a lot here, a local coffee. I go to several, but there's my mainstay that I go and often write at. And a lot of times my writing gets hijacked because I end up evangelizing. But, you know, just yesterday I was evangelizing a wonderful Protestant fellow. And he and I have become friends, and yeah, we go at it at times. But you know, it was such a blessing, because I was there evangelizing this man, and little did I know there were several others who were listening, And so after the conversation was over and the fellow left, another guy is a local pastor, comes up and says, wow, you were getting into some heavy duty stuff there, right?
How cool.
And so now we are going to start a discussion as well. And there were others who were listening in. And, you know, I was thinking about that. That's Tim Staples sitting at a coffee shop talking with a guy. Do you know what we do on the radio?
Yeah, right.
We sit and talk with a guy who calls in, a Protestant friend, and it goes out to thousands and thousands of people all around the United States and around the world. We don't even know the numbers. It's priceless when you hear a fellow pipe in and he says, you know, he wasn't intended on getting into a discussion. He just heard it. And he's a pastor, and he's hearing high-level apologetics. I mean, we were getting into manuscripts and manuscript authority and, you know, what are the best manuscripts? And we were getting into a lot of discussions like this. Folks, I realized yesterday how priceless that conversation is. And
right
now here we are. We're having the same conversations on steroids, folks, and it's going out to the world. Is that something you want to get behind? I think it is. Well, folks, you have the opportunity right now. We need you to get on the phone. We got way too many open lines right now. And with this opportunity, now we have the triple match, right? That's still going on for new monthly donors.
Right.
It's still going on, folks, something we've never had here at Catholic Answers. So right now you need to call. $10 a month. All of a sudden, I mean, it's always been a lot. $10 a month, because that's $120.
Yeah.
But now it becomes $360. To me, that is so exciting. Why are you not calling? All right? You should be calling right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you don't have to worry about getting somebody to answer the phone. It's there. Anytime you want to go, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we want to hear from you guys at 888-291-8000. Let's take this thing to a new level at Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000. Now time to put Tim to work.
Let's do it.
Arlie in Virginia, you are next. Arlie, you there with us?
Hey, Si. Hey, Trent.
Hi. Hi, Arlie. How are you?
Welcome.
Good. So I'm actually a Protestant. I was raised Arminian. I was actually raised one of the Pentecostals. So,
okay.
Tim, you and I have some common experiences.
All right.
So I've been doing some research on predestination and election recently, and honestly,
yes,
I assumed that the Catholic view was more Arminian. I was reading the Summa, and question 23.
Yes.
Aquinas was talking about, you know, predestination, the elect. Yes. And what he was saying kind of sounded Calvinist to me. He was talking about how the reprobate and the righteous are both elected, not based on, mm-hmm, you know, their works or even God's foreknowledge of their works, but
right,
on his divine election. And so my question for you is, what is the difference between Calvinist and Thomist election? And then how is the Thomist election reconciled with, I guess, the Catholic teaching of human free will? Because they also use the phrase free will, which further confuse me. So I'd just like some clarification on that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the key difference, there is light years. There's an essential difference between St. Thomas and Calvin in that Calvin taught, as I'm sure you know, in his institutes and in more than one place, that God impels. When Lucifer fell, God impelled him. This is called monergism. In Calvinistic thought. That is, the devil is impelled to fall. Adam is impelled to fall. There is nothing that happens that God is not the cause, okay? Including evil. Calvin will wrongly cite, you know, Isaiah 45:7, I am the Lord, I create the light, I create the darkness. I create good, I create evil. Right now, he takes that all the way to moral evil. Now, of course, brother, the problem with that is if God impels moral evil, then God would be immoral. You create a monster. This is one of the reasons why John Wesley referred to the God of the Calvinists as a monster. And he's right. So with Thomas Aquinas, he safeguards freedom. Now, the real question comes in, and there are different ways of looking at predestination in the Catholic Church. But what the Catholic Church does is sets up a parameter, and Thomas meets this parameter. You know, when Thomas is coming at it, and by the way, he'll come at it in different ways. When he's coming at it from the perspective of predestination, in particular, the election, he will sound, quote-unquote, Calvinist, but he's not. Because Thomas will also say that when it comes to salvation, justification, our efficaciousness, whether we are saved or not, comes from God. However, whether we fall or not, it entirely comes from us. There you have, and I wish I had the site, I want to say question 27, but I'm not sure about that. I'll tell you what you can do is email me at tstaples@catholic.com. And I'll send you the citation from Thomas where he makes clear that the defect of grace is from man, not from God. According to Calvin, God wills those positively to go to hell that are going to hell, and he wills positively those who are going to heaven to go to heaven. The person has no choice. St. Thomas says that is false. He says the efficacious nature of grace is entirely from God, and that's true. We believe that as Catholics. But the defect of grace, and that's the key, the defect of grace is entirely from man, so that God has absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with sin. And there you have the key. If you go to hell, my friend, according to Thomas Aquinas, it is entirely because of you. God has nothing to do with it. God wills each and every person's salvation, according to Thomas Aquinas. Thanks so much for your call. Please do email me. And folks, this is another reason why you need to get on the phone. Give us a call right now. You don't know how many times we have to clear up. Folks will claim Augustine is Calvinist and Thomas is Calvinist. Neither is true. When you're talking predestination, election, and such, it's a rich topic, and it's something we can't.
How wonderful for Arlie though that she's searching and,
yes.
and asking those questions. So that's it's such a respectable, noble thing that she's on.
And Arlie, there's one last thing that I have to say, and that is St. Thomas Aquinas was a son of the Church, and Thomas was very clear that when the Pope speaks, he makes the determinative decision. In fact, I was just reading yesterday, St. Thomas, he was actually referencing a quote from Pope Gelasius, a 6th century pope, but he was actually, before he was pope, he had written this. And so St. Thomas quotes it and makes clear in the Summa, he says, but here Pope Gelasius was not speaking as the Bishop of Rome.
Oh, yeah.
This is a private opinion, and therefore it is not determinative of the faith, right? So that's the key in whatever issue we're dealing with. If you're battling Thomas versus Bonaventure, or Thomas versus Calvin, or Thomas versus whatever, the key with Thomas is you submit your intellect and will to the determinative, to use Thomas's language, the determinative teachings of the Church. Well, folks, that's why we're here at Catholic Answers, is to give people Catholic answers. That's what we do here, but we need your help, because I am seeing right now, I think we're at the lowest ebb we've been in 2 hours right now.
More lines open than we've had all
yes.
day.
We got 1, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines open right now. Folks, we've got to have these conversations. We've got to continue the discussion. Because every time you have a Protestant, an atheist, a Hindu, a Buddhist, whoever it is that calls, or a Catholic who wants to go deeper in his or her faith, every conversation that starts, you remember this, folks. Other folks, like at the coffee shop, are listening. They're listening in. They turned on the radio, and they said, wow, listen to this discussion, man.
Yeah.
These guys are talking about some pretty
right,
awesome
exactly.
topics. And then they start listening in, folks, and that's when it happens. We have souls convert. We have people's lives changed. But it's only going to happen, my friends, if you guys help us. Now, listen, We need your help. We're not even close to getting the match this hour, okay? So I need your help. We need your help. Can you do me a favor? Pick up that phone right now. 888-291-8000. We've got all the lines open except one right now. I can't even count that high. There's a lot of phones open right now.
You can count that high. You just can't see it that well.
And it would take me a while. All right. So we need your help right now, folks. We got to make this match. We went from being all high on the hog in the first hour, and now we're worried about making the match. So we need your help. Maybe if you could give that $25 a month, folks. And you know what? There may be some folks. Now, granted, you won't get the triple match, but there may be people who can up that monthly gift. You've already given $25 a month. Can you call and maybe double that gift? Make it $50 a month. Folks, that would help us enormously. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember this, folks. Whenever we start, every time we start one of these radio drives, we're in the hole. Because over the last 3 months, we have lost folks. They leave. Sometimes they move away, don't have Catholic radio any longer. People die. We have various reasons why people stop giving. And so we've got to pick up the slack from where we were last time, and I believe we have. And yes. Now let's move forward, folks, at 888-291-8000. Because like I said, folks, this is paying the bills for the next 3 months, and we want to go beyond that. We want to do new projects. We've got stuff planned you guys would not believe. It's going to blow your mind, but it's cost prohibitive. We need you to help us to make it happen. One last time, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Whole bunch of people to thank. 888-291-8000, the number. Jim Carroll, our friend at Spirit Catholic Radio in Nebraska, donated in honor of Carlo, Cy, Stacy, Chris, and Jen, who all help with the Spirit Conference in New England. We're all going to be there October 9th for the big Catholic Answers Spirit Catholic Radio Conference. Just join the President's Club. Latina, $84 a month. Mark gave a one-time gift of $1,000. Kathy came in at $100 a month. All of them are members of the President's Club now. Some folks who just joined Society 315 at $10 a month. That means they had their, and this is also true of those who joined President's Club, as long as it was a monthly donation, they had their pledge tripled. New Society 315 members at the $10 a month level: Susan, Judy, Linda, Anita, Ann, Rose, Gary, Lisa, Faye, Doris, Jennifer. Wow, I love reading all those names. That's a lot of names. Thanks, Marie. Thank you all so much for your support. Just joined the Society, and they qualified for the two books, because at the $20 a month level, you become a member of Society 315. You get the T-shirt and all that. But at the $20 a month level, that's at the $10 a month level. At the $20 a month level, A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times, a book about St. Joseph, perfect for this year, from our own Joe Heschmeyer. And then Real Religion, the new book from Catholic Answers Press by Jeff Kirby. Who just did that? Barbara, Marcia, Marianne, Erica, Paul, Julia, Daria, Maria, Tran, and Elsa. Thank you all for your support. Also, Chris just gave $50 a month and qualified for all of that. But we, at $50 a month, he also qualifies for the new Catholic Answers School of Apologetics course, Trent Horn's course, Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching, What the Church Teaches Right on Right and Wrong. And you get the hard copy. You get the DVDs. You get the book. You get all the supplementary materials in hard copy. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. If you can become a monthly donor, I would just like to remind you that any monthly donor, $10 or up, you're joining one of our giving levels at $10 or up, but it's also being tripled at this moment because we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match, and then we have that special opportunity that we've never had before. A donor who said, I'll match monthly donors a second time up to $100,000. 888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call.
Did I say before, don't take it for granted, folks?
I think I did. Really?
Please don't take this for granted. This is a tremendous gift. I don't know who that donor is, but God bless that donor, because this is just an awesome opportunity. You know, you've probably been thinking about, there's some of you have thought about, you know, I could give $10 a month. I could give $20 a month. Right now is the time to do it. It's going to be tripled. So I'll shut up now. 888 291-8000, so you can pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We don't want you to shut up. We want you to answer questions.
Yes, let's do it.
Craig in Savannah, Georgia, one of the world's great cities. Craig, glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
I got challenged, and I was not sure how to answer it.
Yes.
About Matthew 23:14.
Oh,
I looked it up. I wasn't there. It skipped.
Yes.
So I was curious of what the story was of that one and how to respond to we pulled it out of the Bible.
Yes, Craig, it's a great question. And yes, there are some texts like this, although the jury is still out on this text. Another one that kind of hurts my heart, you know, is along these lines. And for those of you who don't know, this is a text. It's one of the lists of the woe be unto you, you know, where Jesus goes through a number of cities. Woe be unto you, woe be unto you, woe be unto you. One of the woe be unto yous is questionable as to whether it was in the original Greek. And the reason is some of the most ancient manuscripts and best manuscripts don't have it. It appears that it may have been added centuries later. And the another example of this that just popped in my head is Mark 9:29. It kind of hurts my heart in a sense because it's the one where, you know, the apostles can't cast out the demon.
Right.
And Jesus says, this kind does not come out except with much prayer and fasting. Well, the "and fasting" was most likely what's called a gloss. A monk had written on the side of the manuscript, and it found its way into the text. But, you know, here's the beautiful thing, is that in all of the textual criticism that has been going on, especially intensely in, say, the last 150 years, what's phenomenal, brother, is how much has been verified as real.
Yeah.
Like 99% of the entirety, especially the New Testament. I mean, we are on such firm ground, even from a skeptic's point of view, it is phenomenal. But with that comes, and the church is open. The church says, look, you know, it's God's word. It's not ours. We're the keeper, right? As 1 Corinthians 4, you know, St. Paul says, we are stewards of the mysteries of God. That is the sacraments. We are the stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, we're also the stewards of the word of God. There would, as Martin Luther said, one thing we have to give to the papists is we would not know anything of the scriptures except they gave them to us. You know, Luther, in a moment of truth, acknowledged that which is an historical fact. So keep positive, my brother. Yeah, it may well be that that text ends up being excised for good. The church hasn't made a definitive ruling on that. And the same with Mark 9:29, but it may well be that that one goes by the wayside. But guess what? There's no essential truth of the Catholic Church that's touched by any of it. There's plenty of other verses that talk about fasting, right?
Yeah.
We need to fast. And Jesus has a litany of woe be unto yous. We can lose one, and it's not going to affect the faith. So hopefully that will help you, brother. And be excited, because remember, we're not sola scriptura Christians, right? The word of God is crucial, absolutely. The word of God comes to us in both written form and in the oral tradition as it's interpreted by the magisterium. So whether a half of a verse here, a verse there, ends up not being the inspired word of God, changes absolutely nothing with regard to our faith. And you know what, folks? That's another reason why you need to support Catholic Answers right now. Because we do have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as St. Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. We have the same essential gospel that was proclaimed by Peter on the day of Pentecost, today proclaimed by Pope Francis. There is no essential difference. That, to me, is exciting because there's no human explanation for it. You look at the Protestant communities, they can't stay together for 100 years without splitting into so many different factions and now denying essentials when it comes to the moral law as well as essential teachings of the Christian faith. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Folks, that's something to get excited about, and that's something to support. Are you supporting the Catholic faith when you give to Catholic Answers? Yes, you are, because that's what we do. And I'll put this out to everybody listening right now. You show us one area where we are not proclaiming the fullness of the Catholic gospel of Jesus Christ, we'll change
we'll
on a dime. We'll fix it immediately, because that's all we do. We are not about sensationalism. We're not about politics. We are about the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Does that touch on politics? You better believe it, because it's part of the essential mission of the church to proclaim the truth in matters of politics whenever the essential dignity of man and the salvation of souls require it, which is what the Catechism tells us. I believe that's paragraph 2243. Folks, but we are almost out of time, and we need your help. So, folks, don't stop calling right now. We can't be out of time. 888-291-8000. Folks, we need you to call right now, and don't stop calling, because we've got to make this match, and we're not there. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
That's inspiring. Inspiring us to go out and get fully funded. A little bit of groovy music to get us fired up for the last half hour. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And Tim Staples is our guest. Thank God that we have him back. He's been attending to things. Little bit of a break from us.
Amen.
I think he seems happy now that he's been away from us for a little while. Well, we got him back.
Amen.
And it's open forum. Lots of folks on the line. I think we're heading to Malaysia next call. But before I do, I just want to remind you that this is our opportunity that we take once every 3 months to come and ask you to support Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live. This program is a part of the wider apostolate of Catholic Answers. And with this program and everything else we do right here in this studio is fully funded by your support when we come to you for just 6 hours each quarter. 6 hours each quarter, we come and ask you for your help. And like as I said, we're going to go to Malaysia in a second, take a call from Malaysia, and Tim will answer a question. And we're doing our regular day job, but we do need to ask you for your support. There's lots of lines in use right now, which is great. There's three lines open. So if you want to call, 888-291-8000, perfect time. There's a few lines open, but it does feel like people have been very, very responsive this pledge drive.
Yes.
It seems like since you came back, people are really responding.
Praise God.
I think people like you. I don't mean to sound baffled when I say
that. Yeah, because I know you don't like me, Cy. No, it's okay. You can say it.
I've grown fonder since you've been away. Oh, come on now, Tim. 888.
We're joking, people. We're joking.
Yeah. It's Trent we don't like. 888 291-8000 is the number. You can go safe and secure online to Catholic Answers Radio. I can say that because he got on a plane and he went back to Texas. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Yes. If you're a fancy pants, you can text Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365 and make your donation that way. Let me just walk you through where we are so you know. A very strange thing happened. We have a donor who said, I know, I get it. You need these monthly pledges. You need to build up that monthly pledge base. I'll put up $100,000 and I'll match dollar for dollar any new monthly donor. So if you've never given monthly before, maybe you've given to many pledge drives, but you've just never been a monthly donor before. Become a monthly donor. Everything you give matched dollar for dollar for the entire year by this donor, up to $100,000. So a lot of folks have been taking advantage of the $10 level. Just come in at the $10 level. You get the T-shirt. I mean, everybody who gives at the $10 level, you get the, and this is a good T-shirt.
Amen.
And you get
I want one.
The car magnet. And it took me a little while to get mine.
Did you?
Yeah. Christine, first day, she made me join Society 315, but it was like, oh, we need to hold the shirts for the other donors. I was like, well, I'm a donor. I just joined. But I got mine. It's really good. But Christine will not make you wait. She made me wait so that you could have your T-shirt. 888-291-8000. Come in at the $10 level. It's so simple, and there's this match, and it's a double match, and I'm actually feeling very grateful to all those who have taken advantage of it. If you can come in at the $20 level, $25, $30, $40, $50, I saw somebody just a few minutes ago came in at the $100 level. Okay. If you can do that, great. It'll all be tripled, all of it, every dollar. 888-291-8000. Go ahead.
That's again, 888-291-8000. I have this fear. You know, I've worked on it and it just doesn't go away. Especially now with this $100,000 hanging there,
right.
I just have this fear that we cannot allow any of that to go to waste, right? So folks, I hope you get the gravity of this, you know, and there are folks right now who can give that $100 a month. You know, you could do that right now. Or that $10 a month, which I think we're setting records on the number of $10 a month gifts.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's
really actually
is.
Really exciting to see so many people respond with a $10 a month.
But you know
pledge.
What? You might be that one to give the $100 a month. And of course, folks, I know you're out there. We have that $10,000 gift waiting to be given right now as well. Folks, I'm about as excited as a human being gets about being back in the saddle here at Catholic Answers, seeing the buzz of what's going on up and down these halls here at Catholic Answers, folks. It is absolutely extraordinary. Please join with us. Join the family. Call 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, but we're going to continue to do our day job, as I promised, Pragan in Malaysia, watching on YouTube Live. And Pragan, before I go to you, I'm just going to say this to the listeners. That YouTube channel, it's all over the world now. 125,000 people subscribe to it, so I don't even know how many people watch it. 125,000 subscribers means millions of people watching it. So here's Pragan in Malaysia watching us on YouTube. Now calls, gets to talk to Tim Staples. Pragan, you there with us?
Yeah, and I must say, Mr. Kellett, I hope you're not fed up with me calling in every now and then.
Oh, no. We love it when you... why would we... No, we're happy to have you call. I cannot greet you in your native language. I apologize. Jimmy Akin probably can. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm delighted when you call.
That's fun. Yeah, I mean, Catholic Answers have helped many young Malaysians, especially Asians here. So, yeah, thank you so
Wonderful.
Much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You know what, Pragan? I've actually been to Malaysia. I wish I could remember the city I went to. It was years ago now. I was blown away, Pragan, when I went to Malaysia and thinking, who in the world's going to know who Tim Staple is? And the church I went to was wall-to-wall people. It was standing room only.
Really?
It was phenomenal. The church seems to be alive and well in Malaysia.
It's growing, and by the grace of God, it will continue to grow. Yeah,
praise God.
Well, how can we help you, brother?
Yes. All right. Okay. All right, Mr. Staples. So basically, so yes, so because of Catholic Answers, I'm now officially a Catholic, and I will be inducted into the RCIA program pretty soon, in the next few months.
Wonderful.
However, myself and a few other Malaysians, we have this concern that's hypothetical, but we don't know if any anyone has ever addressed it before. And basically, this is the dilemma. What should we do in the case, if we're just in the program, not officially Catholic yet, if a mortal sin were to be committed? Because obviously, the confessional is not privileged to us. It's restricted
Correct.
To Catholics. And so I'm worried as to what we should do in that situation if mortal sin were to be committed. That's essentially my primary concern and a few others here in Malaysia.
Yes. Are you a catechumen?
Yes, I am.
I myself am
a catechumen.
Wow, praise God, brother. Oh, you're about to get your socks blessed off, my friend. But Pragan, here's the key. It depends, of course, whether if you were in a situation where you're coming into full communion with the church versus a catechumen. For you, a catechumen, a lot of folks make a very, very bad mistake in thinking, well, I'm going to be baptized, so I might as well get all the sinning out right now. Oh. And that is you can't put into words the level of tragedy that is. Because as you know, brother, if you fall into mortal sin, you have to be sorry in order to be forgiven of that sin. And so on your way as a catechumen, if someone falls into mortal sin, you repent. You say, Lord, please forgive me of this sin, because that is a necessary requirement for the fruits of baptism to be effective in your soul. See, because somebody's being baptized, and we're told, and it's true, all your sins and punishment due for sins are taken away, and that's true on the objective level. People think, well, I can sin all I want then, and then I'm going to have them taken away. No, you're not, because all you will get is the mark, because that is infallibly communicated to everyone who is validly baptized. But you will not get the sanctifying grace unless you are sorry for your sins, right? And so it's huge that those who are preparing as catechumens are doing penance and reflecting and studying and asking God for their forgiveness. Because remember, Pragan, grace builds on nature. It never destroys nature. So if someone is building up bad habits in sin on a natural level, it's not as though, oh, I'm baptized now, they're all going to go away. No, they're not. You're still going to have those habits. Because there are habits on a supernatural level and there are habits on a natural level. And what is a habit? Right? Well, a virtue versus a vice. A virtue is a habit of the soul that inclines us to act in accordance with right reason. A vice is a habit of the soul that inclines us to act contrary to right reason. So if you're building up vice after you're baptized, you're still going to have that tendency, and it's going to be a mess for you. Of course, there's always hope in Jesus, and any time after a person is baptized, let's say they're baptized, but they weren't sorry for their sins, they still get the mark on their soul, and they have the right to the other sacraments in accordance with their calling. So if at some later date you repent truly, well, then you get the sanctifying grace that you didn't get on the day of your baptism. Does that make sense? See, does that make sense, Pragan? So the key Pragan for catechumens is to study, rejoice in Jesus, ask him to transform you. And remember, God gives you graces, prevenient graces, even before you get to the waters of baptism as well. At times, of course, God gives people like Cornelius.
You're right.
Gave him the fullness of the sacrament of confirmation before he even got to baptism. Right? I mean, God can do what God wants to do. So get excited, repent of your sins. Now, for those who are coming into full communion with the church, that's another story, because then you go to confession before you receive First Communion.
Could I ask you something about that? Now?
Yes.
Okay, so Progen's a catechumen.
Yes.
Can he make an act of contrition? And like
absolutely.
So you, like just like you could make a spiritual communion, you can confess to God and make an act of contrition.
Yes, and that's a great point, Progen, to remember. You should be making regular acts of contrition. Oh my God, I'm horribly sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because I dread the pains of all loss of heaven, most of all because I've offended thee, my God, or all good, deserving of all my love. You should make that regular.
And, you're really good at that. You've said that a lot of times. That's not the first time for Tim Sables on that one.
and spiritual acts of communion, Progen. Remember, my Lord, I long to receive you with the purity and humility with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. We should be praying that regularly, longing for the day where we can receive him. And when you do, you get grace. God gives grace in ways we won't even know this side of the veil. But God loves you, Progen, and that's the most important point. Love Jesus, love God, and want to live for him, and you can't lose, man. God's going to bless your socks off, like I said.
It's such good news when you call and tell us that you're coming into the church. I hope you will continue to call. I hope you feel welcome here anytime. We'd be happy to take your call. And actually, I'll have to be honest with you. We got to ask people for donations here in a second, but it makes us look good when people from Malaysia call. That makes us look important. Like we're worldwide.
Amen.
We're not just national. We're worldwide. So thanks, Progen, for making us look good. I hope you'll call again. 888-291-8000 is the number, too.
And we just lost all our calls.
We did?
We did. Let's go.
I thought you were talking about...
888-291-8000. No, I just...
There's nobody on the line. You're right. Okay, yeah.
All right.
Now there's two. Okay.
Now there's two.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. If you've never been a monthly donor before to Catholic Answers, this is your opportunity. Sorry, Marie. Watch this. 888-291-8000. She'd been telling me all day, stop, slow down. But I didn't listen, and I apologize, Marie.
And you know what, Cy? Let me ask you guys right now a question. What price would you put on? How many times have we heard, Cy, people call in? Sometimes they're anti-Catholics. Sometimes you have a chip on the shoulder. And at the end of just 10 minutes with Jimmy Akin or Tim Staples or Trent Horn, you hear this holy, oh.
Yeah, right.
How many times have we heard that? I have never thought of it that way. I'm going to have to study. And then we hear sometime later,
right,
that person is about to become Catholic. What would you pay for that? It's priceless. This is what happens on Catholic Answers Live all the time. We've heard it so many times, folks. But right now, we're falling behind. We need your help, guys. We need some folks to call right now, even if it's a one-time gift, $100, $25, $20. Do that monthly pledge and you'll get it tripled. $10 a month, $100 a month, $25 a month. But we need your help now, folks, because right now we've got 12 open lines, my friends. And hey, a couple of them just got filled. We have at least 10 lines right now, folks, waiting for you at 888-291-8000. Don't let this time pass. We need your help. We got to have some more monthly donors that would be willing to give that $25 a month and get it tripled. Don't you think, Cy?
I'm sure there are, yeah.
And could we have that one, folks, that could really just put us over the top big time, that can give that $1,000 gift? Or how about that $10,000 gift, folks, because we want to just not only go over, we want to take this to a new level, new podcasts, new things that we want to do that are going to blow your mind. Call us.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. I want to stress again, there's four giving levels during this pledge drive. There's two matches each hour. There's we've been having a $15,000 dollar for dollar match, but there's this special match that I really would like to encourage you to take advantage of a donor who said, I'll match up to $100,000 any new monthly pledges. Any new monthly pledges, match it for the whole year up to $100,000. So let me tell you the different levels, and we will go right back to the phone so Tim can answer some more questions. 888-291-8000 is the place to call. If you call and make a $10 pledge, You're part of that brand new match, and you're a member then of Society 315. You'll get a little box from Society. You get an email, and then you respond to the email. You get a box with the T-shirt and the car magnet, and then all kinds. We get a coupon code for discounts at shop.catholic.com. But then also, what we're hoping is to communicate with you to have a back and forth, so yes. that we'll have events, lots of events, some live, many virtual, so that we can stay in touch with folks in Society 315. That's at the $10 level. You're in at $10. At the $20 level, same match, but you're in the Society 315, but you get the book, A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times, and you get the second book, Real Religion. Those are by Joe Heschmeyer and Father Jeff Kirby. $20 a month, if you can do that, and take advantage of the match at the same time, how extraordinary. If you can come in at $45 a month or more, all of that, plus Trent Horn's School of Apologetics course, Catholic Answer School of Apologetics, Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching, What the Church Teaches on Right and Wrong. And I said there's four giving levels. That's three, $10, $20, $45. If you can come in at $84 a month or more, that's comes to $1,000 a year, $84 a month or more, you're also a member of our President's Club, which entitles you to get anything we publish this year for free. You just call up or send an email, say, I want it. We send it to you. Whether it's a CD, you know, that Carlo makes, or a new book from Trent, or whatever, you know, all of it. You want the magazine? Get it for free. If we publish it, you get it. That's at $84 a month. And many, many people have been responding. We're very grateful to it. As Tim said, the phones went a little bit silent there for a little while, but they're picking up. But there's still lots of lines open. The people that you talk to when you call, you know, it's Imelda in finance. If you're lucky, it's Imelda in finance. She's mm-hmm. the most fun person in the building. But you know, you could be talking with David, who was in here earlier, David yeah. Matheson, the head of our development, or you could be talking to one of the apologists, or there's, you know, but they're here to answer your phone and talk to you.
I know Carlo's answering as fast as he can.
Yep. There's no one more diligent than Carlo. 888-291-8000. Let me thank a few people, Tim, and then we'll go
yes.
back to the lines.
Yes.
Just joined the President's Club. David P. gave $1,000. John R. pledged $100 a month. Just joined Society 315 at $10 a month. Rose, Bonnie, Annie, Joachim, Stephen, Mel, Kathy, Cheryl, James, John, Bob, Ellen, Lillian, Kelowna, and Kim, thank you all so much. Just got all of the matching gifts, including the Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching course from Tim Staples, because they came in at $50 a month. Edward, Brian, Michael, Patrick, and John from Anchorage, Alaska. Holy smokes, John. Thank you for that call. Just gave $2,500.
Praise God.
$2,500 one-time gift.
Thank you, John.
Thank you all for your support. There are a few lines open, 888-291-8000. If any of those levels will work for you, please help us use up all of this $100,000 special match we have. 888-291-8000. Now we go to Washington, D.C., watching on YouTube Live, Matthew in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
No, absolutely. This actually wasn't my question, but I'm curious. If I'm already a monthly contributor, if I call and increase it, will the delta be matched?
I don't know what the delta is. Oh, the difference? What's?
Yeah.
Oh man, you know what? Like, you don't use fancy math terms with me. You know that I'm helpless as a babe in the woods when you start with the math. But
forgive me.
You know, I'll tell you what. I'll find out. And
Marie says thumbs
yes.
up?
Marie says yes.
If
Marie,
wow.
And Marie's in charge, believe
Fantastic.
Me. So Marie says yes, yes.
Okay.
So do you want to hang up and make your pledge now, or do you want to ask another question?
Let me ask the question first.
Okay, let me just get your credit card number real quick, Matthew. Go ahead. Say your credit card number. No, I'm only kidding. Don't do it. I'm only playing.
Maybe I should start with my Social Security.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, go ahead with your question for Tim.
So I have another Eastern Catholicism question.
Yes.
So I went to my first Melkite, it was a Vesper service recently, you know, which is obviously in the Byzantine Rite. And it got me thinking, I've always understood that sort of the reason that we preserve, you know, all 24 different particular churches across, you know, in six rites across those 24 churches is so essentially that the same truth can be manifested, you know, accurately across different languages, different cultures, different patrimony, and
Correct.
So far so good. But from my posture in the United States, there I perceive or something in the back of my mind whispers that there is some tension with the idea
But there are three different bishops who each have some kind of responsibility for me, at least at some level of generality. Is there some kind of fundamental tension there with these sort of overlapping, you know, bishoprics, right, or am I making something out of nothing?
Right.
How is that tension resolved, and what would be the limits of organizing a universal church kind of this way? Right. And sort of specifically, I wondered if the early church fathers gave us anything to help us think through their, yeah, sort of the propriety of that.
Are you, yeah, sure you don't have any more questions, Matthew? I want to make sure I get them all in. Go ahead.
And by the way, thank you for asking that question, because this is really important, folks. You can up your monthly pledge, and it does get tripled, right?
I'm gonna verify.
Let's make
this.
Sure.
I don't want to give any promises that I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I understood the question perfectly. So
certainly, answer the Melkite question. Yes, I'll answer the Melkite,
and I'll figure that out.
Okay. Well, Matthew, it's a great question, but understand that you're correct. That, you know, depends upon how you number the rites. The Catechism numbers them as 8 major rites, 22 churches. Sometimes they're counted a little bit differently, but you're generally in the ballpark. And they do come out of different cultures, languages, and such. And that's so important because God respects us. You know, we have to get that through our heads. And it's a daunting thought, really. It's a humbling thought. But God respects our natures. He respects our freedom, right? I always say, Si, he'll let you go to hell if you want to, because he respects you and he respects your nature. He respects your freedom. So there is also a respect for culture that we need as Catholics, because God respects cultures, and there's good in each culture. James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light. So there's that inherent goodness that we see written into the very creation. God said, it is good, 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 very good, right? In the 6 days of creation. And that's crucial in understanding the organic growth of these various rites. They meet the needs of people where they are in the cultures in which they live, so that the faith can be vivified in them. Now, but the church is not so rigid, and by the way, never has been so rigid to say, oh, you're a Latin person, get out of here, we don't want you in here. That's not the way the church looks at it. And so she's not worried. There is no tension as far as, well, we can't have so many of these Latin Rite people going over to that Maronite church. You know what? I take my kids. I just gave a talk at a Maronite parish the other night. And about a week before that, I took my kids over for a liturgy. And we looked at the beautiful Stations of the Cross and their incredible statue of Our Lady of Lebanon that is just gorgeous. And we went up there at nighttime. It was beautiful. And the Maronites love it. And you know why? They love to brag about it.
Yeah.
We go over there and they say, oh, look at these Latin Rite kids. Let's show them what we have. And so that's what I believe the spirit is in the church, is the different rites come out of the culture, out of the people themselves, to minister to the people where they are. But it blossoms out for the whole church. And in the same way, the bishops, yes, bishops have particular authority over the people that are theirs. But the Code of Canon Law also says that each bishop has a responsibility to the universal church as well. They have a particular responsibility to those over whom they have authority, right? So the Latin Rite bishop has particular authority over Latin Rite Catholics, as do the Byzantine Rite in the same area have an authority that the Latin Rite bishop doesn't have over those people. But there's no tension. There is responsibility to a lesser degree to the entire church. And it really makes sense when you understand that ultimately we are one big family, with one Papa in Rome. And really, when you see it that way, it becomes such a blessing. You can, as a Latin Rite person, go and see a Maronite Mass. I love it when Father Paco, when I go to his house and he does it in Aramaic. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the subdeacon for him when he celebrates in Aramaic. And when they do the Aramaic Mass here, you know, at St. Ephraim's, it's beautiful. So when we all see that in the context of rejoicing in these rites that bring out different aspects of beauty, there is no tension whatsoever. And folks, I have a little tension right now because we're running out of time. Now, this time we are running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
And we do need your help, folks. Please get on the phone. We need this final push right now to take us over the top. Call us, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Get that last gift in. Give that monthly pledge. $20, $30. Get it in there or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you're a fancy pants, text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365. And either any of those three ways, your donation will get to us and get the appropriate match. I'm just so grateful to God for all you've given. And I am so grateful to God that Tim Staples is back. Tim, it's great to work with you again.
Si, I love you, brother. It's
I love
great
you too,
to
Tim.
Be here. And God bless. Thank you all that have called and don't stop calling, right? When can they call till?
Till 10 past the hour.
10 past the hour. So keep calling.